Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
Ooh, doing a lot. Okay, let me go and do this real quick on Spiritual Shock. Do something. Do something. Something. Okay. Yeah, do something. Okay. Do something. Are you just sitting on your couch all day? And all you do is listen to your neighbors and friends. And all you do is gossip and talk on the phone. And all you do is put down other people all day, every day. All you do is yell and scream and be angry all the time. All you do is try to hurt other people because you have no life. Do something, okay? My question for you today is, how about you start asking yourself, what have I done for my dream today? Okay, I don't give a damn how old you is. I don't care. And I got family and I got bills and I got a job and there's not enough time in the day. I don't care. I don't care. There's not enough time in the day, but you have enough time to gossip. Okay, you have enough time to be nosy. You have enough time to occupy yourself with other people's business instead of your own. So obviously there is some time in the day. So while gossiping, how about we be doing something towards what you really want to do in life? How about that? How about that? Okay. Instead of being nosy and trying to find out what everybody else is doing, how about we find out what we're going to do with our lives? Okay, how about that? How about that? Okay, how about that? Okay, do something towards your dream. You up here working towards everybody else's dream. Okay, everybody else's goals. You up in everybody else's business. You up in everybody else's life but your own. Do something. Okay. I do this podcast because it's something towards my dream. I record a YouTube video because it's something towards my dream. I read a book because it's something towards my dream. I'm listening to Will right now because it's something towards my dream. How's listening to Will towards my dream? Because Will Smith is an actor. He's famous. He's got money. He knows business and all that good stuff. And he had a life and his dreams came true. So why not find out how his dreams came true? And even with his dreams coming true and all this money, let's find out why he wasn't happy with all this money. So how can I be happy and have money? Do something towards your dream. Okay, read a book. Okay, instead of worrying about Thanksgiving food and being all alone, because you know I'm doing a lot of podcasts, because you know some people be alone and some of you might run into this podcast. So while you alone, instead of worrying about I ain't got no friends and I ain't got no family, and yes, it's sad because my mom died and it's sad. Yes, it's sad. But we can be doing, after we mourn and after we cry, because you can't cry 24/7, okay? You got to sleep sometimes. You got to brush your teeth sometimes. You got to wash your nasty ass. You know what I'm saying? So how about we do something towards our dream, okay? How about we read a book, okay? How about we go to them meetups, mm-hmm. How about we go to an event that is towards our dream? How about that, okay? How about that? Okay. All right. I ain't got no time of the day. Girl, you got plenty of time of the day. If you can turn on Netflix. Hello. Okay. Trust me, because I'll be watching Netflix and Hulu all the time. Okay. If you can turn on Netflix and Hulu. Okay. And watch a show. That means you got time. Okay. Okay. All right. So you got time. So you can at least do one thing towards what you really want to do in life at least once a day. You can try something at least once a day. I don't care if you just watching. I'm just learning. Yes, eventually you're going to have to stop learning and have to work and do something. But hopefully that learning will get you motivated to do something. Okay? I would rather you be saying, I always wanted to do the stock market and I'm just listening to all these people talk about the stock market and I just listen. I don't care if you've been listening for 17 years. Okay? Do something towards your dream, because that's way better than somebody sitting on their ass worrying about what you doing, being nosy and ain't doing nothing with their life. I would rather you listen and be intrigued and happy and feel good about listening to somebody talking about how to live your dream. Okay. And do something that you love to do and learn from them. And they get you so fired up that you eventually start doing it yourself. Okay? Trust me, I did. I was scared to do a podcast and scared to be on YouTube. And I was scared. Oh, I need views and I need likes and I need this and I need this. But I kept listening to the people that do it and the people that motivate and the people that speak and the people that live the life that I want to live. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. Yes, I took a little break because a lot was going on and all that stuff. And I took a little pause, but I'm back at it. That's the point. Okay. Because even the people I watch, they say, sometimes you get tired and you're going to take a little break. But if it's what you love to do, go back at it. Hello, I'm doing it again. Okay. Hello. Do something. Okay. You don't have to be like the family and stuff you was raised up. Well, I just see my mama. All she did was work hard and da, 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 da. Do you want to work hard? Is that what you really want to do? Okay. Do you really want to work hard like that? Do you want to forever have a 9-to-5 and live paycheck to paycheck? Or do you want to do what the hell you love? Okay. Some people don't get to do what they love until they 40, 50, and 60 years old. But guess what? Okay. They finally get to do what they love because majority of people don't get to do what they love at all. Do something. Okay. I know the holidays is coming up and you're going to be alone. Well, do something with that alone time. Okay. Do something towards what you really love to do during that alone time, okay? You want to be a yoga instructor? Well, I suggest you start listening to yoga instructions and see how do they do their class. Oh, I don't like the way they do their class like that. This is what I would do if I had a yoga class and all this stuff. And then how can I get my yoga class? Girl, that's Google. Trust me. I'm telling you stuff that I be doing, okay? Because I do. And sometimes you got to Google and sometimes you got to write stuff down. And then sometimes you got to, oh, okay, I mean, I can't do that right now, but I can do that later. Because learning is just as important as doing. Okay. All right. Now, you may not can't do it all at once, but you can do something. Okay. Okay. Like I got t-shirts and stuff I made it like a t-shirt business. But I really don't like the t-shirt business, but I do like having t-shirts that I made. So it's just like, well, just post a t-shirt every now and then on your Instagram. You don't need your own t-shirt shop, okay? Do something. If you like making t-shirts, but it's not really your thing, just make a couple t-shirts. Hey, girl, just post it. If you want to buy it, you can buy it. If not, girl, I don't care because I got them. I'm going to wear them and I just did it for me anyway. So that's why you got to do stuff for you. So when you do stuff for you and they don't, girl, I don't care. Like my shirts, I did it for me anyway and I wear my shirts that I made, okay? Thank you. Okay, and I sold a few. Thank you. So, you know what I'm saying? Just try things out. Okay, do something. Do something. I just want to know how it feels to make a t-shirt. So, I did it. Okay. Just do something. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I kind of slowed down because I've been really working on me. Been going through a lot of things mentally, physically, and all that stuff. But don't you ever in your mother life think I gave up on my dreams. I don't care if I'm 67. You know? That's why I watch certain people. It's this dude named Gary Vee. And he be telling you, because a lot of people give up on their dreams and stuff when they get older. And Gary Vee, because he's out there with the rich folks and everything, he knows the name of the people. And he'll tell you, blah, 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 because I don't know him. Blah, blah, blah is 60-something years old. And he just became rich. And he's living the best life he's ever lived in right now. And some people don't even get to be, I'm saying this for myself, this part he didn't say. But some people don't even get to be a millionaire. Who cares if he made it as a millionaire at 60 years old? He's a freaking millionaire. And then he said, guess what? He's enjoying his millions because he's like a healthy 60. He's out there. He's living life. Some people don't even get to see $1 million in their life. There's billions of people that's dying and that have died. Wish they could see $1 million. Okay. And you want to know why they never got to see it? Because they gave up on their dream. And instead of doing something towards that dream, okay, they gave up. Then they put everybody else down. Then they got in everybody else's business. And then they end up having no life. And when people have no life, they get up in your life. Get you a life and do something. Okay. I'm alone a lot of the times too, but I get up and do at least something. I don't care if you just go to the gym for 30 seconds. Okay. Walk in the gym like, ooh, I don't really feel like exercising. And then do it the next day. Because let me tell you. I say I want to work out and I don't work out all the time, but I have gotten better working out because I would at least be like, I need to go to the gym. Let's step in the gym. Today ain't the day. Okay. But, you know, and then I go again. Like, okay, I'm going to work out today. Sometimes I do 20 minutes. Sometimes I do 10. Sometimes I do 30. Sometimes I, oh, snap, I was here for 45 minutes. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But the point is, and if you miss a day, it's okay. But, like, we got to make sure we at least step in this mug tomorrow. Even if you just get on a little treadmill, like, whoo, you know, that 2 minutes was enough. Okay. That's what I do. And you know what I learned that from? From somebody that inspires me. Okay. So do something about your dreams. Do something. I want to hear that. But I got 10 kids and I don't have any money. But your ass got YouTube. Everybody don't have no money, but everybody got a smartphone some kind of way. Okay. So get that smartphone and say, hey, instead of watching somebody fighting and gossiping all the time, how about you find something that you really want to go towards and see somebody actually say, hey, this is how I did it and da-da-da-da-da, instead of watching porn all the time. And I do like watching porn, my dog on sale quite a bit, okay? You know what I'm saying? Instead of watching porn all the time, sometimes you got to stop watching sex and porn and go ahead and look up, you know, hey, how do I get into this? Or that, what? I love singing and dancing. What about vocal lessons? I can't afford vocal lessons. Girl, it's everything on YouTube. I learned so much from YouTube. You can learn how to build. Girl, I learned how to change spark plugs and stuff. I did my own spark plugs and stuff because of YouTube. I changed some parts in my car from watching YouTube. Found the exact car I had. Got me a little couple of tools and changed the part. Like, oh, that was easy. So don't give me that excuse. Okay, I ain't got no money. And you ain't got no money, but you got a smartphone with some internet. Okay, I know a whole bunch of broke people, they got smartphones with internet, okay? Okay, and you can record on that phone and pop up a YouTube video if you bored. Like, I'm bored, guys, I'm just making this YouTube video, okay? Hey, how you doing? I'm bored, I'm just gonna talk about my feelings. That's what everybody else do, okay? I don't wanna hear that. That's what people love doing, excuses. I'm tired of it, okay? Hell, I'm tired of me making the goddamn excuses. Why the hell would I wanna hear you make excuses, okay? Tired of myself making excuses. Shoot. Golly. Do something. Well, I'm on the road today. I recorded 2 shows today, but you're not going to hear this show on the same day, okay? You're going to hear this later, okay? But anyway, I just had to get that out because it was an idea and I was going to wait and then say, no, this is what we're learning to do. Not wait. Go with the flow. Get it out. Go with the flow. You've been doing it. Now we're going to do it even better than we did it before, because that's what you do when you learn and grow. You do it better than you did it before. Hallelujah, okay? You may be struggling. People may laugh and talk about you and all that stuff and everything because you're struggling. Because people are like, oh, I love what Will Smith said. When you up and you up too long, people try to tear you down. But when you down, after you been down too long, people try to lift you up. You know, so that taught me, no matter if I'm up and down, who cares? Do something. That's why I said in the podcast before, don't be a hater, keep the faith. That's why I said that in my last podcast. No matter what, people gonna talk. It's always gonna be some haters. It's always gonna be some lovers. It's gonna be people bringing you down or lifting you up, okay? And then it's up to you whether you want to acknowledge all the people lifting you up or acknowledge all the people lifting you down. I give more acknowledgments to the wrong side where people lifting you down or giving acknowledgement to the people that's lifting you up, okay? Because trust me, your awareness and where you put your awareness is very important. That's what I learned, okay, in these past couple of months, okay? Like, you're too focused on the people that's putting you down. How about we talk about what's lifting you up? What are you thankful for? Okay, yes, you ain't complain, you ain't said all of that. As I moved in my life even before this, like, you ain't complain now. It's enough for complaining. What we gonna do? And then what can we be grateful for right now, right here? So if you need to, start being grateful first and then do something, okay? Be thankful that you do got a dream. Like, I am thankful that I do want to do that. I may be getting old, but what can I do, okay? Sometimes you might have to take your ass to school, okay? It's grown people going to school all the time, okay? Because they said, I want to ignite my dream, okay? A lot of y'all out here are sad and depressed and looking pathetic because you ain't gave up your dream, okay? That's the main problem, okay? For most people, okay? The main problem is you ain't gave up on your dream, okay? Or you ain't let somebody make you give up on it. Or it didn't happen the way you wanted to, so you gave up on it. When in life, when you learn from the spiritual side, it ain't gonna never happen really the way you want it to, okay? It ain't gonna never really show up the way you think it's gonna show up. That's the excitement of life. Although it can be nerve-wracking, but it's also the excitement of life, okay? You just don't know. And stop trying to figure it out, okay? Trust me. Take it from somebody that always tries to figure it out. Stop trying to figure it out, girl, Okay. Just do it. Just let it go. Just like, I'm doing this and I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm hoping and praying that something great comes from it, and let it be. Okay. That's the hardest thing to do. I thought it was just me, but that's a lot of people. Let it go. Okay. Let it go. Okay. One of the hardest things for me to even do. Take it from me. Okay. It is hard for me to let go because I want it now, just like you. Okay. Let it go. It's going to turn up just the way it needs to turn up. That's the reason why a lot of y'all don't have the right relationships right now. Because you want your man to be like this, look like that, be like, act like this, walk like this. He can't do that, this, and this, and that. I guarantee you, if you meet the couples, trust me, I know. Because I listen to people that's in love. One thing about me, I love, honey. If you really in love, and you're going to keep it 100 and not just act like everything is just perfect, girl, you got my ears, okay? And one thing I can tell you about love, honey, people that's in love and relationship type of love, because I don't want to say love itself, because love is, like, way grander than what we can really experience as human beings. But that's a whole nother topic. But relationship love, one thing I know for sure, the love, the person they thought they would be with most of the time, like, this wasn't my type. I mean, I wouldn't. The love of your life, okay? You got to let all that go, honey, and do something, okay? You got to let all that go. I'm telling you what I learned and what I'm trying to live now, for sure, for real, okay? Because it's very hard for me to and just trust the universe sometime. I'm being really honest right now, okay? It's really hard for me to trust the universe sometime, okay? Because I'm very controlling, and I like to know when stuff is happening, okay? You know what I'm saying? But like he's teaching me, you can't control it. So let it go. And I keep fighting with it. And you keep depressing yourself, and you keep distressing yourself, okay? And then you wonder why you're mad and upset again. See, look, you're mad and upset again. And you already know you need to let it go, okay? And stop having your ideas. I want them to, we don't know what it's going to really look like. Just know that it's going to be good and great. And just know you're going to love it, okay? At the end, you're going to love it. Just know that, okay? Just know that. So do something. With your nosy ass, do something. With your lazy ass, do something. Okay. As I said it, and I say it again, people with no life always be up in other people's lives. So get you one. All right. I usually end my podcast another way, but let me go ahead and end my podcast like I used to end it. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Shock with your best host. Okay. With the most, Lyric Lamour. Okay. Lyric Lamour, that's me. Okay. I'm not living for you. I'm living for me. Okay. I got it, honey. I got the key. I'm living for me now. Okay. If you don't like me, that's your problem. That's your energy. You got to deal with it. I am no longer accepting it. Okay. I used to accept y'all's negativity, but guess what? You can kiss my black ass, okay? Because right now, I'm about to tell you right now, the only reason why you up in my life, okay, is because you ain't got one. So I suggest you get one, okay? All right. Like I end most of my podcasts lately, I haven't ended the last two like this, but I'm gonna end this one like this. When people are in their deathbeds, they ain't thinking about what they did do. They think about what they didn't do. Okay, so that means trying matters. Okay, because when people in their deathbed, they say, I should at least try to hit on that girl. I should at least try to be with that dude. I really liked him. I should at least bungee jump. I was so scared. I should at least try. Trying matters. That's why I'm saying do something. Okay, because trying matters. I don't care if you got to try a billion trillion times. Trying matters. You know, they always say it's no such thing as failure. It's just life lessons. And you know what? I'm going to make this vow with you. From this day forward, we're going to not say that we failed. We're just going to be like, that was a lesson I learned. And I learned what I should be doing, what I should be looking out for, what I shouldn't be doing and shouldn't be worried about now. You know what I'm saying? You know what? After I really think about it, I don't really say I'm a failure or anything like that. But I'm going to be really honest with y'all. Sometimes I feel like I failed because I haven't made it to where I wanted to be. And it seems like sometimes I still have a long way to go. So we're going to make this vow together that We're not going to be so hard on ourselves. As long as we're doing something towards our dream, that's all that matters. And we're going to remember that. Yes, we may have times like, man, when is this going to happen? And then we vow to yourself with me. I vow to myself that when I get in that mood, that at the end, I'm going to say, it's okay. And then we're going to learn the lessons and be the blessings. And failure is no longer the word. Okay? All right? You take that bow with me? Because trying matters. Okay? And just doing this brings so much joy just to me. So doing what you love, even if it's not in a big, like, large frame or following or likes or anything, just doing what you love, it just brings joy. So remember that. And let's try to make a vow to remember that we do it for the joy, not for the money and the fame, so that we can continue doing it for the joy and continue loving it. And if we end up getting money and fame, or just money, because some people don't want fame, okay? Some people just want money. Because I'm going to be really honest, I don't mind being known or anything like that, but I don't like how people are in celebrities' businesses like that. So it's like, do I really want to be, like, famous? I'm just realizing right now, I really don't want to be famous. I really just want to be taken care of, and I really just want to love my life. And if I help some people along the way, great. Ooh, that's a great way to look at it. Ooh, that feels so much better than what I used to be saying. Like, I'm the light bringer, the life changer, and all that. That is so much lighter. Ooh, that's so much lighter. I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, I'm going to stick with that. Okay? Because I do like my privacy, and I always say when I get my own stuff, if I get money and everything, like having neighbors and stuff, and the way how people being all up in your business and stuff like that, I don't like that. And I always say, when I get my own place, I want to stay like how the rich people do, on the hills and stuff, and there's nothing around you but you, okay? And nobody can come up in your property or anything, security and all that stuff, got your back. Like, I want it, like, I like privacy a lot. And that's the thing I don't like about how they do celebrities. Like, you got to always and stuff. Like, even doing this, you got to always put yourself out there. But I like doing this part, so it's like I'm going to put myself out there, but I do like having something about me that's private that not even neighbors and stuff can hear or be aware of and all that stuff. So privacy is kind of important to me, and I just realized that it's not really fame I'm looking for. I do want the money. That's really honest. But I also just want to do what I love and be taken care of. Why? That's really what I want. That is really what I want. I want to be taken care of doing what I love, which is speaking and being honest and real and not being afraid to shine my light, which gives other people the right to shine their light. Despite the hate that may come, we're going to be focused on the people that shine their light. We're going to be focused on the people that does the right thing. We're going to be focused on love and all that stuff. We're going to be focused on the right thing. You know what I'm saying? But it's not really the fame I'm looking for, if I'm being really honest. It's really the comfortability of doing this, doing what I love, speaking the truth, and hopefully influencing somebody that to take their own power back. Not becoming a god to them, not becoming a celebrity to them, not becoming somebody they have to always look to. But I wouldn't mind if you look to me, but somebody that I just going to be the person that owns their own power, to allow people to own their own power. Okay? It's not my job to make you own your own power. That's one thing I had to realize. It is not my job, okay, to make you own your own power. And it's not my job to force you into it or talk you to death into it. It's just my job to be myself and speak what I want to speak, okay? And live what I want to live, okay? And speak what I live so that you know that it's true, okay? And it's not even for you. It's still for me, because I want to do this, okay? So, yeah, I just realized I really don't want the fame. I just want, I guess you can say, my fan base. I just want my people, okay? And I already know if I get my people, that's all the support I'm ever going to need in life, okay? That'll change your whole life, because that's all everybody really doing. But some people want to be bigger and more famous. But as long as you have your people and they stand by you and all that stuff, that's all that really matters, man, okay? Like the fame and all that stuff, it don't really matter to me, if I'm being really honest. Oh my God, I ain't never been this honest on the podcast. But yeah, hey, that's growth. See what growth to do for you? I'm being more vulnerable than I ever have been. But yeah, I really don't want like the fame. I really just want to be comfortable and speak and do my thing. And a lot of stuff I kind of want to do in the background, if I really want to be honest. And I feel like I'm only being in the foreground like this because I am a star. Let's just admit it. I am a star. So, but my craving for fame was to be accepted. My craving for fame was to be loved. My craving for fame was to help people. And now I realize that's a lot of work. And some of that work I don't want to do. So I know now for sure that it's not the fame I'm looking for, because all of that I got within myself, and then my inner circle is going to be amazing. So, you know, and I say it's going to be amazing because that's the faith I'm keeping. Okay. But, yeah. But I do want to speak and stuff like that. And I do want to get paid to speak and, you know, have brands and all that stuff. So it's kind of like I do want to be in the foreground. It's kind of weird. It's kind of like I want to be famous without the fame, in a way, because there's a lot of drama with it. Like some kind of like I want to be famous kind of like how I'm trying to figure this all out, because maybe this will help somebody. For some reason, my spirit wants me to record this. I'm going to record it. So, I want to be famous kind of like how, you know, how like a spiritual teacher or something is famous. You know how like Iyanla is like famous, but she's not like famous, but she's famous because she's on the spiritual route and people know of her, but they also are not going to like hunt her down or look at, oh my God, look at what she's eating and going, because she's not out there like, you know, doing what everybody else is doing, I guess you can say. Oh my God. So it's kind of like that. I want to be famous like that, where it's like you're famous and people know of you and you're comfortable and you're living your life. You got your circle, you got this and all that stuff, but people are not like trying to like bring you down or trying to take photos of you in private places and stuff like that. Like they're not like, I don't know. Like how Chloe and all that stuff is, like you're that famous, or where people were actually like, oh my God. And like she has to hear all them comments like all the time. I'm not saying the spiritual teachers and stuff don't get those comments, but it's more like different, because a lot of people is just like, ugh, I'm not into that. They're boring or that swag. So yeah, I think I'm safe. Okay. Although I do like to turn up sometime and I do like music and all that stuff, but yeah, it's kind of like I want to be famous without the fame of it. Is that even possible? But I feel like it is possible, because I feel like that's what they do. Like the people I admire, it's like that's what they do, since they're more on the spiritual. And a lot of people gonna find them boring. Are they gonna think it's lies? Are they gonna think it's fake? Are they gonna be like, I believe in Jesus Christ, I don't believe in this universe crap? So they don't really so like people ain't following around Gary V to like find out where he's eating. Like he can move around, you know what I'm saying? People are not following Tom, you know what I'm saying, and being like, oh my God. Although there is people that just admire him and want to talk to him, and Tom's fees is very high. Just to have a phone conversation with Tom is like hundreds of it's like thousands of dollars. To see him is like hundreds of thousands of dollars to have a one-on-one session with him. So that's the kind of famous I want to be really honest. Okay, yeah, because I don't want to be famous. Mm-mm. Yeah, that's why I look up to them. I just realized that I think I was thinking about fame in the way of like celebrities, but that's not the real fame I really want. Ooh, that is a good analyzation. Okay. And that's why I like those people, because they're like in the same lane as me, but it's not like stalkerish. Stalkers are weird, but I think it's so weird when people stalk. I think that's weird. I think that it's sick in a way. I think it's like that's a lot of mental instability. Sorry for all the crazy fans that really like stalking stuff, but I don't mind being a fan, but it's the stalking that's kind of like, okay, that's kind of
That's kind of weird. Okay. Like, people showing up in people's houses and I don't know. People can go to the extreme. So, yeah, that's very interesting. So I said all of this in this do something podcast episode to just say, sometimes you just got to figure out, is it what you really want to? Because sometimes your dreams be other people's dreams too. Trust me. I had to find that out. And sometimes your dreams is just to be accepted. I love, like I just said, when you find out what your real dreams is, it's that, man, it's always the same answer. It comes down to you. It's like a joy that's, and a happiness that just feels good. Okay. But yeah, that's very interesting. I hope that helps somebody out to kind of figure out, hey, am I doing this just because I want people to love me or because I want fame? Because a lot of people do take likes and good comments as everything. I'm human. Sometimes I do too. And then I got to remember that ain't everything, because when these bad comments start flowing in, okay, we don't want to accept them as much as, you know, the good comments and all that stuff. Like, we don't want to be so traumatized. You know what I'm saying? It's a learning process. I think that's something you just learn as you go through it. Like, you have to actually go through it. Like, you can talk about it, but until you actually go through it, I'm just going to shh. But try to figure that out yourself. I hope that helped. Okay. That part wasn't there for a reason. See, because that's all, do something, because you got to find out, am I doing this because I want to do it? Because my mama said, oh, you should be a doctor or a lawyer. What if you don't want to be no doctor or lawyer? And this whole time you've been doing it because your parents told you that you should be. That's what your cousin did. That's what your daddy did. That's what your daddy before him did. That's what your mother did before he, and the mother. And we've been doing this for generations. Okay, but that's not what I want to do just because y'all did it. Okay. And sometimes you got to figure that out too. Like, am I doing this for the likes? Am I doing this for the comments? Am I doing this because I don't have self-love? Because a lot of that, if you're doing it for the likes and comments, that means you don't have self-love. So now you got to evaluate, do I really love myself? Because I'm too influenced by them. Trust me. I'm just telling you what I'm going through. Okay. And then it's like, I'm too influenced by them. You got to learn how to sit in your own body and do it for you, for real. So, yeah, I'm going to keep that in there. I'm going to keep that in there. I told a little bit of my dreams, even though everybody shouldn't be knowing your dreams, because a lot of people try to put down your dreams and all that stuff. But that's okay, because we already know that's safe, and I ain't give you the real details. Thank God that my spirit, even though people be thinking I gave them the real details, I said, girl, you don't know the details. That's why you don't tell people your dreams for real. You don't tell them fully, girl, because not everybody meant to hear that, okay? People be thinking they got me all figured out. They be saying, I know what you want. Like, that's part of it, but it's very detailed, girl. This mine right here, we go very detailed. And there's just things I want to do, and some things I have never even spoke of still. So, but yeah, so it's just like, figure that out. And once you figure that out, then do something about that dream, okay? Okay? Get off your lazy ass and do something about that dream. Work that 9 to 5, take care of them kids and everything, and instead of turning on Netflix and Hulu, get you a microphone and a laptop just like everybody else and do a podcast if you want to do that. If you want to be a blog and you want to write a blog, instead of you say, oh, I got rest time, honey, let's watch a soap opera or calling your friends to gossip about somebody else's life, how about you say, you know what, instead of calling my friend because all they do is gossip and talk about people, how about I do something towards my dream? Okay, just like I said before, everybody hollering they ain't got time, but I see plenty of people and these same people making time to do other stuff, okay? I ain't got time. I'm so busy, but you got time to jump out of an airplane. Oh, you got time, okay? Especially rich people. There's only 24 hours, and but you got time to go to P. Diddy's party, so that means you got time, okay? Okay, that goes for regular life too. I ain't got time, but you got time to gossip with your friends, okay, with this low vibration stuff, okay, you got time, okay, all these kids do, but the kids eventually go to sleep, okay, hello, okay, eventually your job is over, okay, you only working past them hours because you want to work past them hours, okay, the job take up all my time because you giving that job all your time, okay, okay, sure. I'm just so busy. Sometimes you got to say, forget this, okay? Lawyer stuff. This case is due in 2 weeks, and you doing, that's what people do. They start working so hard and they forget about their family and friends and everything. That's why people be having problems too, because they be working. Then you gotta learn not to work. Then people that don't work, we gotta learn how to work. And then you gotta learn, hey, this working thing, girl, I wanna have some fun too. And then you gotta learn, you gotta balance it. Just like Kevin Hart on The Breakfast Club, he was talking about, he worked, he gotta learn not to work. But he realized time with his family is important. Then you also realize, like, I'm hurting my family by working all the time, and all I do is work. Everybody is working on something. So sometimes you just gotta work it through. I'm pretty sure Kevin Hart, when he's with his family, he gotta say, I don't need to take every job. Like, calm down. I need to be with my family right now. And Kevin Hart will tell you himself, when I'm with my family, it's like, I gotta be with my family. Like, you gotta teach yourself, like, I gotta be in this moment. Yes, you may step like, oh my God, let me get back in this moment. That's just part of life. That's what I'm learning. Like, instead of freaking out, just being like, it's okay. Now, let's focus back. It's okay. We lost focus for a minute. Now, let's focus back. What are we doing? You know what I'm saying? It's a process. Okay. But anyway, I've been talking for long periodic times, but this is some good shit. I don't care what nobody say. This is some good shit. Okay. Anyway, thank you for listening to the Spiritual Shop Podcast with Lyric Lamora. It's the holiday season, so I'm bringing you podcasts. So if you lonely, girl, go on and pop this podcast open. We're going to come out with some episodes. Okay. This ain't weekly. No more. We're doing this as much as I want to do it. Okay. Hopefully it helps you through this time, especially for people that ain't got nobody and that's lonely and don't know what they're gonna do, especially for people who like me who lost loved ones. And you know, you do like the black sheep of the family, you ain't really connecting with too many people, so you know, you spend a lot of time alone and all that stuff, and during the holiday seasons can be a little rough. So why don't I give the gift of being me, okay, to the world, and hopefully it keeps you some type of company. Okay. All right, don't become no stalker now, because I will press charges. Okay. Anyway, facts. I may be laughing, but I ain't playing certain stuff. I don't play with now. Okay. But I hope you enjoyed this episode, and see you soon. Okay. All right. Bye.